Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Ask Sue Show. Hope you're all okay. It's typical UK weather tonight. It's absolutely heavens open, so everybody needs to stay indoors in the UK. Not a very nice night at all. Typical UK weather. So hope everybody's all okay. Bit of a quiet chat room tonight, but it's fine. I know it'll all build up shortly, so that'll be cool. We've got listeners ready and waiting to join in with the readings. Just to let everybody know, anybody wants to join into, hold on a minute, I've just got a slight technical thing, right, never mind. Anybody wants to go onto my website, we'll put the links onto the chat shortly. We're just sorting everything out, so obviously it'll be fine. Hope everybody's all okay. Anybody wants to have a reading on the Ask Sue Show, please call 347-327-9694 if you're in the US, or you can call in from the UK, which is 001-347-327-9694. And just to let you know, it will be a two-hour show full of readings with the occasional laughter. You never know, might be even the odd joke, and obviously the most some of cheerful songs and relaxing songs during the show. Anyway, I would like to welcome on, of course, Tanif to the show. Hi, Tanif, how are you doing?
Hi, Sue.
How are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, quite eventful again today. Not all good.
Oh, no. Anything you dare repeat on this show?
Oh, no. I'd love to, but no.
No. So in that case, everybody...
The green eye again. The green eye. That's all I will say.
Oh, bless.
Yeah.
Not good. Not good. I want to say a quick hello to Lorna, who's in the show. Hope you're okay, Lorna. Lorna's the one who's always helping me in all of my Lennox cases and everything. Hope everything's going all okay there, and I'll be back on Facebook later to have a look at all of them. So, Tanif, are you ready to rock and roll?
I am. Ready to rock with the bats in all the rainy weather. I doubt
Is it as bad with you in...
bats out in there.
Sorry?
I doubt if there have been any bats out in this weather.
Oh, it's terrible,
shocking.
Isn't it?
It's
absolutely
flooded
terrible.
Here. Do you know, it's all flat where I live, and yet it's
right.
Flooded.
Oh, really? Oh, it's terrible, isn't it? But do you know why? It's because we whinge so much about the weather and saying we hadn't got enough water, and they did, to be fair, listen to us. So, not good. Right, we've got Joe on the line. Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's very hot here.
Oh,
that's
don't
enough. Joe, we don't need to hear. Thank you very much. It is absolutely pouring down here. It's bouncing off the car as I can look outside.
Really?
Oh, yes. So if you need a bit of rain, we can by all means box it up and send it over to you. That's not an issue at all. It's fine.
It is really dry, and it's the 4th of July, which is not good with all the fireworks and the heat. And so, yes, bring the rain this way.
Oh, goodness. If only you've got a free post address and we got free post to send it, it'd be fine.
Okay.
Anyway, Joe, would you like have you got a question for Tanif, or would you like just a general reading?
I would like a general reading, if that's okay.
That's fine. Over to you, Tanif.
Okay. Right. What have we got here? What's this merry lot talking about? Right. I have got around you... Sorry, what was your name again? Say that again.
Jill.
Jill.
Jill, like Jack
Joe.
And Jill.
Jill,
yeah.
Right.
Jill, yeah.
It's a bit blurry, sorry, Jill. What I've got around you now, tell me if I'm talking about past or present. I've got what was confusion or is. I've also got a revolution, somebody revolting, which I feel was you. And having to, it drained you. Whatever this was, the upheaval drained you. Can you relate to that?
I think so, yeah.
Right. And I've got, yeah, your energies were dragged them right down. They were very low. And then I feel, are you in a leadership? Are you in a job where you've got your own business or something like that?
No, I don't.
So who is it? Who is it that is a leader then? Is it a friend, a colleague, or, you know what I mean? A partner, I meant?
I don't know, or I haven't met them yet, or it's something that's going to come up.
Maybe, yeah. If you're not aware of it, that's more like it. Right, because what I've got coming around you is a transformation. Then I've got somebody in a position of, like, a leadership role. Yeah. Oh, aye. It is to come. It definitely is to come, because what I've got is somebody's got ideas. Somebody's got had inspirations, ideas, so they've already thought about it. So have you got somebody that you think that you could put your mind to that, oh, I wonder if it could be like a friend or an acquaintance or somebody. It feels like somebody's worshipping you from afar.
Okay, could be.
You can understand, right, good. And again, it's talking about transformation. Now, what it's saying is they have had some sort of turmoil and their life is changing, their life is transforming. And they're very quiet. They've kept their own counsel, but they've also got a very quiet strength, this person. And this is going to be come to a conclusion. So I do feel that it was either a marriage or a living partnership that is coming to a close. And that narrows it down a little bit more so that you might be able to pinpoint who it is that we're talking about.
Okay.
So,
you know what? I do have a question. Is that okay?
You do have a what?
I do have a question.
Oh, question. Right, go on, sorry.
Okay, you know, this has really been bothering me. I have this lady that lives across the street, and they clean and clean and clean, and they clean things that don't even need to be cleaned yet, and I let things go, and I do it when I, you know, I mow my lawn. Two days later, whatever, but this woman gets so angry at me. Sometimes she's seething, and she's judgmental, and she's nosy, and why is she so, has so much energy into what I'm doing?
Because they have, this was the topic last night, funnily enough, Jo. Some people have sad lives. Some people can't bear to see anyone else having a life. So they throw all their energies into poison and watching and causing problems and jealousy. You know, all those things. Because it's funny that I was going to say, who is it you're having conflict with? Because that, I turned that card over. So this is the female that you're talking about. But don't worry, because keep your own counsel. Do your own thing. Never mind what they want. I've learned that lesson. I used to always try and please people. Now I don't. I think I'll do what I want, not what everybody or some people want me to do. And this is the way I want you to think. You do what you want. Do your own thing. Because what I've got around you is you're a very compassionate person. I've also got an honesty around you. And also, that is what I was going to tell you about the gentleman. This gentleman, when you realise who it is, there's an honesty around him. Now, as regards to this conflict, you'll use your wisdom, you'll use your tact, you'll act appropriately, and justice will be yours. They'll get sick in the end. They'll give up.
Okay.
So don't worry. Don't lose any sleep over it.
Yeah, I don't ask them for anything. I don't bother them. So why is she so invested in how I live that she is just seething?
They're just spiteful, some people. But it's all going to come out in the wash. And then justice will be yours. That woman will be seen to be what she is. So it's all going to come to light. So don't worry about it. You won't be seen to be the baddie. She will.
Okay.
So has that helped you, Jill?
Yes, it has.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Good.
Is that okay then, Jill?
Yes, it is. Oh, are you ready to move on?
Yes, or have you got a small little question?
You know,
I feel
actually,
you've still got something else you want to ask.
Yeah, I did as well.
Yeah, I just had someone do a healing on me yesterday, and she thought it was, like, totally, like, powerful, and I've been really stuck in how is this healing, what do you get is going to happen for me because of this healing.
I don't. I only got half of that, Sue. What is Jill saying?
I couldn't hear properly myself, to be honest. Say that again, Jill. Sorry.
I had someone do a healing on me yesterterday because I've been very stuck in my
life. Oh, right. I've got you.
and it was very powerful. And what do you see coming out of the healing?
Right, let me have a look. I'm using my angels now. What will come out of the healing Jill had yesterday? Right. Do you know you're getting the same type of cards? You'd be pleased with the result. Definitely you'd be pleased with the result, yeah. Because I've got a strong intuition here that I do feel that you're quite spiritual yourself. You're also very wise. So there's not only healing of the healing sense being done, I feel that there's other things have sort of been brought out into the open. Are you with me?
Yes.
And you're going to be quite joyful about it. There's new beginnings around this sort of thing. If you're wanting to do this kind of work, I do feel that they're starting to open the door for you. So you go ahead, because, yeah, I've got the freedom card. I feel that 6 or 7 months down the line that you will be up and away if you've got the confidence, which I feel that you could have. You also, I feel, look at your dreams, listen to your dreams, because if you haven't been having vivid ones, I do feel that you're going to. You know, I feel that your dreams are going to become vivid.
Okay.
And also, yeah, they're talking about meditation. They want you to meditate more and have the courage to go forward spiritually. So, yes, the lady or gentleman, whoever did it, has done a good job.
Okay.
You're going to feel liberated, definitely. You're going to feel liberated.
Okay, is that okay then, Jill?
Thank you so much. Thank you, and try to send your rain over here, okay?
Yeah, trust me, we're already trying.
Okay. Thank you.
All right then, Jill, thanks very much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Jill.
Oh, doesn't it depress you when they just mention all that sunshine?
Yeah, doesn't it?
The trouble is, we have sunshine, but we don't have nice sunshine. We have it where it's muggy and you feel hot and bothered and you're thinking, oh, just wish it'd rain and clear the air. Then the rain comes and it doesn't go.
Yeah, and then it's thunder.
It's not a no-win situation. I understand that.
I hate thunder and lightning, you know.
Sorry?
I hate thunder and lightning.
Well, do you know what? I was thinking that before the show started. You wait. You just know what's going to happen, and I'm not going to say it, but you just know, don't you?
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll say no more about it, and we will literally carry it on going. Right, are you ready for the next caller?
I am.
Okay. We've got Brandy on the line. Hi, Brandy. How are you doing?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
It's okay. Now, have you got a question for Tanif, or would you like a general reading?
I'd like a general reading.
Okay, ma'am.
Right. There's something been around you that's been shrouded in mystery, leaving you in quite a confused state.
Yes.
And you can understand that, can't you?
Yes.
And it feels like somebody backwards and forwards, in and out, in and out of your life. And
yes.
For some reason, there's caution being needed. I feel that the caution was needed by you, because the world looks as if there's going to be a resolution, but not yet. I've got respite. There's going to be like a pause. Right.
It's going to be what?
There's going to be a pause. It's not going to be resolved just yet. There's going to be like a pause in activity, a pause in affairs. Then it will be resolved. I've also got an honesty around, you know, around this partnership, this gentleman, and success. But I do feel that it's going to be rather difficult, to say the least, before it's resolved. So you know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you?
I didn't hear that last part. It's going to be difficult.
It will be resolved, but it's going to be difficult, to say the least, before it's resolved. Can you understand
okay.
that?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I've then got renewal. I've also got vigilance. It's quite possible that you're being watched, or he is being watched. There's certainly something here. It's in mystery.
That
I've
he
got
is
vigilance.
Watching me?
Sorry?
That he is watching me?
No. Can you hear what I'm saying, okay? Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Somebody, I feel, is being watched. Somebody on the outside is either watching you or watching him. Right? Can you understand
okay.
me?
Yeah. I'm not really sure. I don't know who that would be.
Does that make sense to you, Bundy, at all?
I'm not really sure who that would be.
No, you're probably not sure who it would be, but do you understand what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. Because all I'm saying is, be careful. This will turn out successfully. It will be resolved. But in the meantime, be careful. Because you are being spied on, in other words, for want of a better word. There's somebody taking note and watching, right? So I just want you to be aware of that.
Well, and do you know why they're watching me?
It's to do with the partnership. It's to do with the partnership. You knew everything that I was saying, so you know what I'm talking about.
I really do. I think it's him watching me.
You think it's him that's watching you, do you?
Or maybe his friend.
It doesn't feel that it's him that's watching it. It feels as if you... or him, or you and him, are being watched.
Oh, that's weird.
that is what I feel, what I'm getting on it. And I can't take it back, because that is the feeling, because the cards near it is talking about seduction. So therefore, somebody watching points. And I just want you to be aware of it. Right?
Am I in any danger?
Not danger as such, just a bit of upheaval. It could cause a little bit of problem if you're not careful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the cards started off as shrouded in mystery, as if something was shrouded in mystery. And this is all what it's talking about. But there is going to be a transformation. There is going to... Right. Now then, it's talking about friendship. So therefore, you mentioned a friend of his, didn't you? You said him, or you said a friend, didn't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now I've got friendship. It is a friend, which is what I felt to begin with. So, things will come to a successful conclusion, as long as you use your wisdom.
So it would end well, or it's something
it will
that...
end in a successful conclusion. Just look, sort of follow your gut feeling and be aware of what I've said.
Okay.
Use your wisdom, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. If tread with caution, in other words, discretion, the best, what's that saying? Discretion is the better part of valor or something. So as long as you're careful, it will end well.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Okay, thank you very much for calling in, Brandy.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye. Oh, it's going quite well. So far, so good, Tanith.
I know, as long as they understand me, I sometimes think I'm talking Scotch or Welsh or something. Nobody seems to be able to understand.
I tell you what, I'll tell you something funny. My mate of mine called Karen told me a joke. No, it wasn't. It was my mate Jane. But then I told my mate Karen it, and she already knew the joke. But anyway, just for the ones that haven't heard it before, a balloon went over the top of Ireland, hot air balloon, and as he's going quite low over the farms and everything, and he goes quite low over this one field, and the farmer's in the field, and he shouts down to him, "Where am I?" And the bloke shouts up, "You're in your basket."
Oh, funny.
It's always the plain ones that make you laugh the most, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I apologise to everybody in chat. I haven't looked on chat at the response to that joke yet, but I know there'll be one in a moment, so I'll go and have a look.
Hey, what happened to Max last night? Where did he disappear to?
I don't know. Right,
supposed to be coming
shall we
go
on, to the next call and let's see if they like my jokes as much as we did?
Yeah.
Or not, as the case may be.
Or not, probably.
And we've got Sherry on the line. Hi, Sherry, how are you doing?
I'm good, Sue. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now,
sorry, I lost you yesterday. Hi, Tannen.
Hi, have you noticed something tonight? We've had a brandy, now we've got a Sherry.
Do you know what? My mouth nearly lost. It went a bit mad then. I was about to say something that wasn't drunk, and I was going to say, oh, we'll be in no time. And I just realised what I was about to say. So we'll be drunk in no time.
Well, that's cool, because it's the 4th of July here in the U.S., so.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah, we're celebrating Independence Day.
Well, we've had
case, cheers to you lot. Hope you're all having good fun over there.
We are. I don't even want to tell you that I'm in my bathing suit picking mangoes.
Oh,
you're the lucky one.
I usually quite like Sherry, but I've already suddenly gone off you, okay?
You still love me.
We've got a Sherry. All we want now is a whiskey or a whiskey Mac.
Oh, my goodness. I don't really like whiskey. I can cook with Sherry, but not when she's telling me stuff like that. But usually
I
can cook with a Sherry. So,
sorry.
Sherry, did you want have you got a question for Tanif, or would you like a general reading?
A general reading would be awesome.
Right.
Take it away, Tanif.
Let's see if you understand my accent, Sherry. I wasn't aware that I had an accent, actually, but I must have. Right. I was born where they hung the monkey. Well, that's what everybody says anyway.
Okay. No, I'm learning to understand you.
Good. Right, here we are. Ooh, there's a new chapter starting for you, lady. Has somebody been trying to advise you on your love life, Sherry?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, if they haven't, watch out for some busybody, because I've got... There's something coming in for you. If you've not already met, there's somebody coming in for you. And they're going to be very persuasive. And you, I advise to be discreet. Stop laughing, sir.
I didn't say anything.
I could hear you. I could pick up the vibes. You're going to have to be very discreet, Sherry, because this... Somebody going to pop up and... Blake... So what's the word when they... What's that word when they try and get information out of you? Going to try and trick you into saying something or giving something away. Have you got
I ain't giving
like
nothing
that?
Away.
No, I know. That's I don't want you to. But have you
I
got
won't.
A friend? Have you got a friend who does that? Who is like that?
No, I don't think so. But I'll think about that.
Think about it, because it looks as if somebody is going to be full of advice. Oh, I wouldn't do this and I wouldn't do that. And it's around your love life. Now, the thing is, there's another, a new chapter coming in your life around love, but somebody is going to try and interfere. That's what I feel from that that particular card, and they're going to tell you that you're living in cloud cuckoo land, or words to that effect. They're going to make it up doubts because of they'll be jealous themselves that this person, I feel, is not in a happy relationship, if they're in one at all. And it's going to sort of... they're going to try and dampen things for you. Are you with me? So you keep watching for that. Because what I've got is change and trouble coming up for you around this relationship. It's all connected. And I do feel that this gentleman is in some sort of faucet, some sort of uniform, because I've got command. I've got the feeling of him being in a powerful position, this sort of thing. Are you with me?
Yes.
And it's going to mean you, I feel as if you've been not exactly blessed with happy relationships. I think you've had quite a few hard times, but now the tide's turning and there's a rebirth. You're going to rise like the phoenix from the ashes, and it's all connected with this new man that's coming in. It's looking lovely. It's looking really good for you.
Nice.
Ooh, it's going
about
to be
time.
Like an yeah, it's going to be like an adventure for you.
Cool.
You're going to be absolutely over the moon, and that's why I want you to watch out for this silly person who's going to try and just put the damper on things for you.
Okay, I will do that.
Yeah. If you're wise, I would, when you realize who it is, I would just try and close the door. It is definitely
okay.
A friendship, yeah. She won't want you to move on. She won't want to see you in this lovely partnership that is going to come in for you.
Okay.
And this guy is quite honest. He's quite empathic as well. He'd be very understanding. So, that is looking good.
Cool.
Well, the Ask Sue chat will have to vet this guy before he's allowed to go with our Sherry. That's a certain.
That's absolutely right.
We'll get
yes.
him on the show first, Sherry, okay, and get a reading. We'll soon find out the truth, love.
That's right. You guys are so funny.
Looking.
I'm watching. I got people watching me too.
Excellent. Just so you know, Tanith, do you remember that we had Sherry on going back a bit and you gave her a reading?
Yeah, I thought I had.
Right, and she's the lady that lost her son who committed suicide. And I just need to tell everybody, and Sherry's going to get really wound up with me because I keep praising her all the time, and she isn't used to praise, but I love praising this lady. She
Aww.
Is one of the Ask Sue family on the chat, and she has moved on loads, and I am so proud of her, and her son would be very proud of her as well, and we all want to do a big, hold on, round of applause for Sherry.
Oh, stop it.
She's been absolutely brilliant, and since our meeting, we found loads of friends on Ask Sue, and Sherry is definitely part of the Ask Sue family. So, well done, Sherry.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you wouldn't believe the people that have come to me for help. It's just been unbelievable.
Absolutely
unbelievable.
Brilliant.
Yeah, you do find
that, Sherry.
The
more I give, the more I get back.
Yep.
You do find that. I find that in the work I do, in most scenarios, I've been there, done that, and worn the T-shirt, so I can turn my hand and advise almost on anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I've got a lot of followers for that reason alone, you know what I mean, because I can relate to their situations because I've gone through them myself.
Right.
So, yeah.
I tried to get on yesterday about the bullying show, but I had to go into work at 4:30, which is, I think, 9:30 your time.
Right, got you.
It
was a really good show, Sherry. Really good.
I know.
But
well, I heard it all, and then I listened to the rebroadcast this morning, so I got the show. And
oh, good.
Excellent.
My hat goes out to you.
It was an absolute brilliant show, and, you know, some strong people came on to the show, including Tanith, Katie, and quite a few others. And we also talked, obviously, about Lennox, because that's obviously a big fight on at the moment, with the bullying from certain members of the people, like Belfast City Council and all that. So I'm absolutely chuffed a bit. It was a really, really good show.
It was. It was excellent.
But, Sherry, we'll definitely be doing another bullying show anyway, so we'll definitely have you on for the next one, definitely, okay?
Cool.
Excellent.
Well, enjoy.
Sherry, thanks very much for calling in to show, darling.
Yeah. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You.
I'm
dragging
it in. Future now.
Love you.
You've
all.
Got a good future. Just you. Enjoy.
I will.
All right then, Sherry. Catch you later.
Yes,
bye.
You will. Bye.
Ciao, bye. Bye. Do you know what, with the Ask Sue show, I have found so many friends and ones that I've spoke to so many times on Facebook and have helped people out, and all of them on the chat are just ace. Absolutely, we have a good crowd. The odd time we get the odd person that comes in to try and ruin the family part on our chat, and we just do a quick kick out of the chat room and it's all fine again. So really, really good though.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'd give a 10 out of 10. For being so bubbly, I had no idea that was the lady that you were on about. Oh,
you wouldn't believe the change
that's
come with that lady. It is absolutely amazing. She's just so turned it all around, and she helps so many people that have gone through the same sort of thing. You know, their son, if their son's passed over or whatever, she's done so much. And you know, I think at one point she didn't know her self-worth, and she was, you know, and she was in a bit of a bad way. She didn't know where to turn, and it was so funny because I spoke to her on the radio on the one night, and I had a bit of a chatter, afterwards as well. And then the next day I got up and I thought, you know what, I'm going to put a group on for her in memory of her son. And we literally put this group on, and the next day, she was going to work, and she'd been thinking to herself, I need to put a group on, you know, in memory of Jamie, and I need to do this and the other. And she said, I turned on my Facebook, she said, and I got greeted by a group that you'd actually set up for me, for Jamie. She said, and I just couldn't believe it, that somebody had actually set it up for me. So it's absolutely fantastic. So all I can say is joining the Ask Sue does help people, and that's what we're here for at the end of the day. So it's been absolutely fantastic.
You do. I rang you earlier, by the way, but I couldn't get here as usual.
Oh, do you know what? I've actually had the last few days off a little bit, to be honest. I've chilled out, had some me time, and it's been really good, but I have got loads to catch up with work. So anybody who's emailed me and everything, I will catch up with you, I promise.
I gave up. I rang you more, but I gave up.
Oh, I know. You know what I'm like. I'm always here, there, and everywhere. It's just crazy. It's just got so busy. It's literally where I'm literally phoning America and all sorts now. The Ask Sue show has just got absolutely crazy. It's all over the place. So everybody keeps telling me that I'm sitting on the runway and it's going to take off for me soon. Actually,
I told you that ages ago. I'll tell you what, you can't have seen my funny post I put on. You can't have seen my funny post I put on. I thought it was hilarious.
I'll have a look at that after the show, definitely.
Yeah.
I tell you what, chuck me a few cards out then. Let's do a bit of a reading for Ask Sue before we move on to the next person.
Right, regarding what?
Regarding anything, chuck it at me.
Right, let's have a look. What have you got for Sue? What have we got for Sue, guys? Come on.
Now, if I can just put in my order, please, Tanis, that would be money, please, a new car, a lawnmower for the back garden because mine's broke down, and I'll have a think on the rest while you do the cards.
Right. Well, I'll do the money bit after because they're different. Right. Now then, I don't know whether this is you or somebody else. You see, you're involved with so many things, it's a bit difficult to decipher exactly who it is.
Okay.
Right. There's somebody around you of some situation. This might be talking about your past, Sue, because I'm not getting a feel of the present.
Okay.
Well, mind, I suppose certain things I can say and certain things I can't. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, say the things you can talk about, and then please remember what else you saw, and then talk to me after the show.
I'm getting a 3.
You're guessing what, sorry?
A 3. And a musical instrument. You know, that musical triangle, tinkle, tinkle, tinkle.
Yep.
And somebody keeping their own counsel. It looks more to me that that is talking about you. But I've also got an unexpected element. Has something come out of the blue to you recently? Something happened that took you off your feet?
Yes, to a degree, yes.
Right. Whatever this is, the advice I'm going to give is don't go there. And it
don't go there.
No, it's not about your work, sis. I'm getting a lot of issues and problems to do with this, and it's something that went pear-shaped a while ago.
Okay.
It looks as if justice could be on your side, but I wouldn't hold your breath.
Okay.
I wouldn't advise, looking at what I'm looking at, anybody to move in that direction.
Okay.
Very charismatic, somebody is. Very persuasive. But no. It'll be... You see, these cards I've got will tell you what they consider is important that's going on in around you. And I have no control over what they're going to tell me. So it does look as if... Who is it? Who is it around you that's fire sign?
I'll be honest, I'm not good in my sign, so what would that be?
Aries, Leo, Sagittarius.
Sorry, Aries.
Leo.
Right. I can't.
Well, who has got? All right, who's got the qualities of Aries? That's the one, that strong one I'm getting. Like as if they like their own way, as if they're a bit selfish, as if.
Yep. Okay.
A bit controlling.
Yep.
Be damned hard work. Whatever. Whatever the situation, it'll be hard work.
Yeah.
And although it appears promising, you've got your doubts, and you're right to
okay.
have your doubts, because it may
okay.
not endure.
Okay.
I feel The situation it's on about, there's so much water going under the bridge. And, yeah, I've got this 3 all the time. I keep getting this 3. And in the middle, I've got a very genuine, earthy guy, a very down-to-earth guy. And it's saying, stay strong to you. It's advising you to stay strong. And
okay.
You know what I mean by stay strong, like...
Yep.
So, I know that wasn't what you wanted me to pick up on. That's all that we're talking about. So, if you need anything answering, you better ask.
Well, what I'll do is I'll get in touch after the... Well, I'll talk to you after the show.
Right. Right, okay.
I'll give you a ring. Because I know, obviously, there's other people waiting on. I don't want them thinking I'm holding the line just on my own thing. So, we'll go on to the next caller. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
I couldn't quite say everything I needed to say anywhere there, you know.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Just to let anybody know, if anybody wants a private reading with Tanith after the show, please give me an email, which is asksueuk@gmail.com. Or you can go to my new website, and you can actually buy a reading on there via PayPal. And the website is asksueuk.com. facebook.com/ask-sue. So if anybody'd like to join onto there, I'll put the link onto the chat now, and you can by all means join there, where you can actually pay by PayPal. So anybody, or if you've got questions, there's also a contact page. There's loads of different things. Go and have a look, and you'll find all about Ask Sue on there. So are you ready to go to the next caller then, Tanith?
Yeah, thank you, ma'am.
Okay. We've got Jane on the line. Hi, Jane. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Hi.
How are you doing? You okay?
I'm fine, thank you. Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Hi, Jane.
I'm very well, thank you. So would you like to have a... Have you got a question for Tanith, or would you like to just have a general reading?
I would love a general reading.
Okay.
Keep getting conflict. Jane, what is it you're holding back from? What is it you're keeping your distance from? As if you're holding back.
Holding back?
Yeah, you're stopping yourself going forward about on something, on some particular issue.
I'm not sure what it is. Could it be communication?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh.
If you're restraining yourself from doing, stopping yourself doing something.
Oh, wow. Well, I have a girlfriend, right, that I really care about. We grew up together, and I've been going through a lot, and she's an incredible person. But lately, I don't understand, you know, she's going through her own stuff, but she kind of withdrew, and I'm the type that keep giving, you know, attention and everything, and I kind of found myself, like, keep pushing forward, and I kind of slid down a little bit, and
yeah.
I thought maybe... I thought a phone call would even come through and say, oh, what's going on? Then I get a message, you know when someone hurts your feeling and knows they hurt your feeling, and rather than saying I'm sorry, they want to play games and reverse it, like, and it got me upset, and I, rather than say the bad thing to her, I just shut my mouth and held back. And I haven't contacted or anything in a minute.
Yeah, I was going to say that you haven't done much about it because you've been quite diplomatic. I know what you mean. When you feel as if you're doing all the running.
Yeah.
That is where the conflict is. Is she quite controlling, this girl?
Very. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Very. And it's funny because I'm saying we're grown. I'm too grown for this, and I've evolved a lot. So I'm not sure I want to play these games because we're too grown for these games.
Yeah, I do feel she does play. It is a game. She's like, it's as if it's, you know, game playing. Because I've got ideas here, and then I've got a danger of loss. So it looks as if you're walking a tightrope right now.
Say it again. I didn't hear you properly. What did you say?
It does look as if you're walking a tightrope right now. Because I'm picking up, like what you said, game plan. I don't think she's as straight as she's making out. And the fact that she's controlling as well. I wouldn't go there. You've done right, looking at these, to restrain yourself, to stop yourself from making contact, because I feel it's just a vicious circle. You could get back friends again, happen again, that sort of thing.
I didn't hear the last thing you said. If I continue the way I am, that is
going
to work out.
Is there anything wrong with these lines tonight?
There's nothing wrong with it.
Sue?
Yeah, I don't think so. It seems not too bad.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
I can hear you okay, yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. My line was not clear. I'm listening. I'm here.
Sorry, Jane. Can you hear Tanith okay?
No,
I can hear you. Oh, I'm calling from America. I can hear you.
She said the line isn't clear.
Yeah, it's going in and out, but I can hear you.
So what was it you didn't hear before?
Oh, no, I heard you say that it's okay the way, you know, I'm kind of stepping back, like it's going to eventually turn out okay. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You've done the right thing. You've done the right thing by stepping back, because I do feel, I went on to say, that I do feel it would be like a vicious circle if you were to get back in friends again. I feel it would happen again the same. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's happened a couple of times in the past, and that's what's irritating me. Like, I've been through a lot. I was supposed to get married. Last chat didn't go through. My father passed away in March. I'm having a horrible time at work. I'm going through a lot for
someone
like my sister to actually, I just can't deal with that. I'm like, you know, I just can't put out any negative energy. I just need to stay very positive, you know.
I know. I would let it go if I were you, because what I've got here is the card of celebration, and it looks to me as if you'll feel as if weight's been lifted off your shoulders. So that you'll feel like punching the air and celebrating when you let this go. You've got a choice, it's saying.
No.
And there's a danger that you might be talked around as if you'd be talked out of making the right choice. So if I were you, I would try and move on. I would definitely try and move on. Otherwise, this will happen again and again.
It's happened a couple of times, years back. We've not seen it yet.
Yeah.
It's reoccurring. So I'm saying to myself, I got to tell up this the way it's going to be, because how can you have a friend that just will manipulate you? It's always to her advantage.
No, God.
If it's not, to look for a way to, you know, something. So I cannot do this, period.
No.
And I was hoping you might pick up on my personal life, which is more important, because she has her life, I have mine, and I'm trying to get married and be very positive with everything around me. But I'm the person
I am telling you about your personal life. Of course I picked up on it.
That's what I'm telling you about.
And the thing is, this person can be very persuasive, but you will feel a breath of fresh air when you let go. And that is my advice to you, you know what I mean? Because if you're wanting it, well, the next card out, believe it or not, it's saying take advice. So you'd be wise to take the advice. If you say you're trying to get married, why do you want somebody like that in your life? You don't, do you?
Oh, no. You know what? This person only came back in my life last year. We live far. She lives where you live. I live in America. So the distance is already there. And if I don't make a phone call, nothing is going to happen. Or maybe she might decide to call, but we don't see every day. We've not even seen in years. So it's not important. What's important is what I've been going through.
Well, you've had a lot of upheaval. And the thing is, having somebody in your life like that, it's just going to drag you down. You know what I mean? Just let it go. And what I've got around you is a big love, you know what I mean? There is somebody who really cares about you. So you think about yourself and let that go.
I know, but if he, you know, and actually what concerns me is my love life, you know, and, you know, to see what the spirits have for me, if my dad came through, my love life, my job. What do you see in this aspect? As for friends, I don't keep friends. I'm alone.
You're talking so fast. I can't hear what you're saying.
I'm so sorry. I apologize. No, I'm saying what my concerns are is my love life. Do you see a reconnection with myself and my ex? Or
yes.
Or
yes,
my job?
I just told you I've got a deep love from someone here.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I was talking about. That's why I said when you've got something to look forward to, and you don't need the likes of that woman in your life.
No. Now, I passed away in March. Is he coming through? Do you sense him coming through?
Is what? Do you know these lines are bad? I can't hardly hear her, so.
Okay. Hello? Sorry, say it again.
Well, I said a lot has been going on. My God. Hello? Hello.
Sorry, say it again. The lines are playing up tonight for some reason, so just try again. Sorry.
No, what I was saying was reference to my ex. Is, are we going to have a chance to get back? And then my father passed away. Is he coming through? I mean, totally. My job, I've been going through a lot. And that aspect, what do you see coming through?
There's a big love around you. So it does look as if he's coming back in.
Oh, wow.
That's what I said to you. Wow. So you don't need anybody in your life that is going to spoil that.
There isn't, actually. Okay, well, my job, what do you see in reference to my job? It's been really hectic for me, dear.
How are we for time, so?
Hello?
Literally one more minute, and then we'll have to go to somebody else.
It's not long enough to answer a question. I don't quite know what you want me to say. What you want to know, I'm not 100% sure.
Whatever spirits have for me, I know other people want to get through, so it won't be fair for me to tie down the line, but whatever the spirits have to say to me,
I'm not talking to spirit. I'm wanting to know what you are asking. What's your question?
Do you see changes in my job?
Changes in your job?
Right.
Yes. Are there any changes coming around this lady's job? Well, it's the end of something. It's definitely a change coming. But not yet, because we've got the hangman. There's changes all around you, and I do also feel that it's bringing up this gentleman, somebody from the past coming back in. I've got... Go with the flow. Just stay strong around this girlfriend and go with the flow. Stand your ground. Always stand your ground, because you will be persuasive. Yeah. The star. I do feel this change is coming for you, but the further down the line, we got, you know, around your work.
Yeah.
And the nearest thing to you is the relationship.
Wow. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. You confirmed something now, and you didn't even know.
I've confirmed something as well.
You didn't even know.
She's pretty cool like that, isn't she?
What did she say, Sam? I didn't quite catch
it.
She said
you brought something through and you didn't even know.
All right.
You said stand your ground.
I know sometimes I think I'm talking a load of rubbish, and yet everybody knows I'm talking about that.
Yeah, no.
I only give what I get, you say. But at the point you asked me, I wasn't talking to spirit. I was working clairvoyantly, if you like. But, they must have jumped in.
Wow.
So is that okay then, Jane?
It's positive. God bless you. Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
Okay, Jane, thanks for calling into the show.
Thanks, Jane.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Right, so we'll take a short break, Tanif, and then we'll come back to you, okay?
Yeah, I'll have to ring off and ring back on.
Yeah, okay. So we'll just have a short song and we'll be back on the show. Thank you very much and speak to you in a minute.
The whispers in the morning of lovers sleeping tight, all rolling by like thunder now. As I look in your eyes, I hold on to your body and feel each move you make. Your voice is warm and tender, a love that I could not force. Cause I am your lady.
Hi, and welcome back to the Ask Sue Show. I apologise about that. Yep, another technical hit. And yes, for all you in chat, you know who we're blaming. Anyway, hope everybody's all okay. And by all means, everybody please go and have a look at the Ask Sue website, which is asksueuk.wix.com/ask and then a hyphen Sue. If everybody would like to join up there and have a look, see what's going at the moment. Quick hello to everybody in the chat room. Hope everybody's all okay. And, of course, we have got Tanif back on the line. Hi, Tanif, how are you doing?
Hiya, I'm back.
Good, good, good.
I hope them gremlins stay out of these phone lines.
I tell you what, it is driving me crazy. And it's quite funny because I've just seen on Blog Talk Radio, it says, Blog Talk Radio support desk will be closed on July the 4th to celebrate the nation's birthday. We will reopen at 10 a.m. EST. Have a safe and happy holiday. So if we've got any issues, it's tough.
Oh, great. I can hear you fine, but I couldn't hear that lady belly at all.
Absolute. Well, the trouble is, there's not a lot. I can't even turn up their voice to it or anything. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So let's hope for the second half we'll
just
have a good rain.
Are we guys? Step in, please. Do something with these blinking lines.
It's driving me mad.
My Ramsey
right
is powerful enough. He should be able to do something.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Right then, are you ready to rock and roll?
I am.
Okay.
Bring it on.
Let's go straight back to the phone lines, and I think I'll pronounce it right. Me too? Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are y'all?
I'm good, thank you. Now, have you got a question for Tanif, or would you like a general reading?
I had a question.
Good.
Okay.
I was wondering if you see a relationship coming up anytime soon, and if you see marriage coming up at all?
Well, I can't answer the marriage bit because you have to be in a relationship first.
Yeah.
Come on.
Do you see a relationship coming up?
Let's have a look. See what's coming. Oh, you're going to have a choice. I'll tell you that much. Have you been badly let down? Have you been betrayed in a previous relationship?
I really haven't really been in a relationship in the past. I wouldn't call those relationships.
Say that again. You haven't had one?
No, not really.
Well, I've got something here whereby somebody has been in and out of your life. So that must be someone, a male. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I do understand.
And you can relate
so
to it.
So you're saying that I already met this person? That I might become
no,
my relationship
with? No, talking about your past. Sometimes
okay.
The cards will talk about your past and then lead on to what's going on now. So I want you to be able to understand what I'm saying about somebody coming in and out of your life in the past.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Right. And whether you know or not, it does look, I mean, it's obvious that it ended. It's also very obvious to me that it was very charming, very charismatic. And it's also obvious that he didn't play the game.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to be strong. You went with the flow. And now I've got around you coming in. That wouldn't have gone anywhere anyway, that relationship. But what
mm-hmm.
I've got around you now, it's saying, keep
mm-hmm.
the faith. Keep the faith that someone is going to come into your life. And I do feel that it's going to be an earth sign. Now, that is Taurus, Capricorn, or Virgo. And this guy is very genuine, very down to earth, easygoing, and trustworthy. So,
mm-hmm.
he's been through a bad time, from what I can see as well. He's had lots of ups and downs, and his life has been very topsy-turvy. And he's got through it, though. He's got through it, and he lives at a distance from you. He's over water.
Okay.
Oh, I've got the duvet dancing card, very passionate. And yes, funnily enough, I said I couldn't answer it because you weren't in a relationship. But it is telling me that this relationship, that the one that I'm talking about, can lead to commitment.
And okay, so you see this coming up pretty soon?
Yeah, it's an out-of-the-blue occurrence. Expect the unexpected. And it is, after a period of time, it can lead to commitment.
And by any chance, do you see, like, how he might look?
Do I see what?
Like, is he tall, or is dark hair, or light hair?
No, they're not giving me a description. Sometimes
okay.
they don't. I feel that he will be, as I've said, as I've described, very down to earth. And I feel it's an earth sign. But I also see, I feel it's Taurus.
But I'm sorry, can you repeat
when I give a prediction like this, don't, when you meet somebody, don't base it totally on a star sign. Because it could be a little bit either way. Because what I'm getting is an earth sign, but yet I'm getting the characteristics of a fire sign. And that's what makes me think it's Taurus, because I'm picking up the fire sign of Aries. So it could even be on the cusp. But whoever it is, you is going to dote on you. You are going to be the lady who ticks all his boxes, and there's complete and absolute happiness coming for you, because it ends with the sun. So, yes. That is coming in for you. And it's
okay,
not
well,
too
that's
far
good.
Away. I can't put a time on it because it's expect the unexpected. So therefore, Spirit don't want you to know when it's just going to come as a surprise.
And you said he might be an earth sign, right? The earth sign you said was Capricorn, Virgo, and what was the other one you said?
I feel it's going to be Taurus because I have the characteristics of Aries coming up,
okay.
which is the next sign.
Okay.
The sign before it, should I say. So therefore, it could be on the cusp. Born on the cusp of both signs. Are you with me?
I am. And at the very beginning, did you mention something about a child? I couldn't catch that, what you said.
No, I didn't mention a child.
Okay,
I was talking about
it.
Your past, about somebody coming in and out of your life in the past.
Okay.
Is it okay to me too?
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Good. Just sit tight and wait now.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much, guys. Have a wonderful day.
Okay,
I do. Thanks very much. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, and we'll go to, where are we now? Next is, it's come up as Tea Lady, so hi, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Okay, thank you. Have you got a question for Tanif, or would you like just a general reading?
A question.
What, sorry?
A question,
okay.
Just about relationships, do you see anything?
Do I see, what do you mean, do I see anything?
I mean,
are you asking about a relationship you're in, or are you asking, are you getting a relationship?
Yes.
Are you getting a relationship? Is that what you want to know?
Yeah, well, I...
Right, is somebody coming in for this lady? Let's see. Oh, changes. Big changes. You've had a rough time in relationships, haven't you?
Yes.
You haven't had it all hunky-dory. It's been a bit up and down, like a bit of a roller coaster.
Yes.
And, oh, the cards are lovely. I've got... I've got, what I'm picking up here is one ended around you, but there was a lot of secrets and a lot of maybe lies, but half-truths more than anything. Can you understand that?
Yes.
And you couldn't hack it. You tried, but you couldn't. You couldn't keep going on like that because I'm getting the impression that this was a bit of a jackal lad, actually. he was a lady killer, he thought. He was a bit of a ladies' man, but not so much in the sense where he'd sleep around. It was more flirtatious than anything.
Yeah.
And I don't think he liked that either, which I wouldn't. And it was pretty difficult for you. And also, did he move around? Did he travel around a lot?
Just back and forth to his mother's house and my house.
No. Did he travel around with his work?
No.
Because I've got distance. So if it wasn't distance in travelling, it was distance in emotional. So he didn't give his all, from what I can pick up from that card. He sort of, you only got what he wanted you to have.
Huh?
He didn't give all of himself, if you like. He kept a lot back. And I've got the star that is there for you. And I do feel that there's somebody. Oh, yeah, there he was. Definitely. He definitely was a charmer. He could charm the birds off the trees, this guy. What I've got coming in for you is a relationship which looks genuine. It looks good. And it's saying go for it. But at the same time, I feel that this ex, or, you know, this one I've been talking about, I do feel he's going to come back into your life somewhere along the line. And I don't feel it's that far away, but I do feel that he's going to come back in. And it may be that he'll come back in when you're already in a relationship. And it's going to put you to the test there, because I've got a choice. So I don't advise, it's your choice obviously at the end of the day, but I do not advise you to go back, because the guy that's coming in looks very genuine to me, and it looks like conscientious, hard worker, and this is where you're going to have to be strong, because it's talking about strength and sticking to your guns and this sort of thing.
So basically, the ex is going to try to come in and do what?
Well, get back into your favor, obviously.
I'm sorry.
Well, you know what I mean when an ex is going to come back in, don't you?
Yes.
He's not just going to come in to talk to you. He's going to come in to hope to rekindle again. And this is where I'm saying you're going to have to be strong. You're going to have to stick to your guns, because this guy, even if he comes back in, it's not going to go the distance. It's not going to go anywhere. So you're going to end up back to square one again.
Okay.
Right? So my advice is, don't rush into anything around where he's concerned. Just go forward, because the guy that is coming in, if you let him back into your life, he'll break your heart again. That is, in a nutshell, I got that really, really strong. So chase him and go forward with the new gentleman, because he will dote on you. And there's a lot of happiness there around that relationship.
And that's like coming soon, or?
Well, I shall try and get the time. They're saying this year, and they're showing me the autumn colours. So I feel it's more towards autumn. And then the other one will suddenly appear or make contact.
Okay.
As you have a choice to make. So I hope that's helped you.
And one more question. I keep getting these dreams about kids. Can you tell me about that?
Dreams about what? Kids?
Yes.
I'm not very good. I'm not a dream analyst, actually. But I will.
Do you see, like, children coming in my life? Or?
I will ask for your angel cards. Obviously, there will be. They didn't show me, but they should. How can I put it? I don't feel that the dreams are related to your having children. I feel that they'll have a different meaning. Is there something you're worried about with regards to having children.
Yeah.
I thought so. That is why you're having the dreams, because you've got it can be anxiety and worry and things like that, and then we dream about it and it comes out all muddled. And what made me feel that, I wasn't looking at the cards, I was just getting the impression that there's something that worries you about it. So if there's something that worries you, all I can say is you must go and see a GP, because illness questions, childbearing questions, we don't, well, I've learned not to answer them because we're not doctors, you know what I mean? And it's not, I'm not saying it's out with the question, but it's best to get checked out for your own peace of mind. But what I have got in the angel cards are hope and serenity. So the angels are telling you to stop fretting, stop panicking, don't worry, because there is hope. But if you've got an issue around that, go and get it checked out.
Okay.
And it's giving me, it's dreams. Dreams have come out. It's telling me there's something very enchanted coming in for you that is in the relationship. And also, they're giving me gratitude. So you're going to be grateful at some point in your life, and it's connected with your dreams. So if you're going to be grateful, well, I've got to go along with it, that in time, whatever the problem is, can be put right, and you will get your dreams.
Okay.
So that looks good. Yeah.
Is it okay then, tea lady?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Thanks very much for calling into the show.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. Oof. I don't know about with you, but it's very muggy here in the UK at the moment, isn't it?
It is. It's hot. It's been warm all day.
It has. Absolutely boiling.
I'm sat here with a jacket on and I'm warm.
Right. Well, it's okay. I've just had my sip of drink because it's absolutely boiling. We've got the next caller waiting. The next caller is Molly. Hi, Molly. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hi, how are
Hello.
You?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm very good. Well, not too bad at all. Thank you. Have you got a question for Tanif, or would you just like a general reading?
I would like a general reading.
Okay. Over to you, Tanif.
Must have a million packs of cards here. I keep going for different ones. Depending on what it is. Right. Quiet strength. Why are you feeling emotionally drained and exhausted and confused? You know what I'm saying? You can relate to that.
What?
You know what I'm saying? You can relate to what I'm saying?
Yes.
I've got a quiet string, so you're suffering in silence. That's how I feel at you. That's what I'm picking up from you.
Yeah.
And you're starting to fight back, in other words, revolt, because there's something being kept from you. There has been something kept from you. And you start to get annoyed.
Yeah, I've been very annoyed lately. It's true. Yeah, I've been very annoyed lately.
Yeah, she knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
Right, there's been a pause in activities, but there's going to be a renewal. It's going to kick off again. And you had resolved, you thought it was finished, and it isn't, it's just been a break in activities. You're a very honest person, and what it's saying is moderation. Keep a low profile, do as little as you need to do regarding this particular issue, and just try and keep out of it as much as you can. Because what I've got here is there's some travel coming up for you. Are you going to go somewhere? Are you wanting to travel? Are you having to go somewhere?
No, not yet.
So you're not wanting to travel?
Not really. I mean, nothing's coming up yet for me.
Yeah, well, there's something here that connects with some sort of travel. So you'll know when it happens. If it, you know, you said it hasn't happened yet. I feel that you'll start, through the turmoil, you will be stronger. You will end up stronger after all this. And
oh, God.
You'll start evaluating and evaluating your life and what you want. Because up to now, I feel, you know, when a car is going down the road and the brakes is jammed on, that's the feeling I'm getting. My guides did that. Is it the brakes have been put on, like, as if you've been held back. Can you understand?
Yeah.
And that's what's going to make it evaluate your life. And you're going to think, enough's enough. And I feel that that's where, I feel that you're going to move away. Whatever all this is going to cause you, I feel, to move. And that is why I got the travel card. It doesn't necessarily always mean travel overseas or anything like that. It can just mean moving or moving away. And I'm seeing a completion. So therefore, it will come to a successful conclusion and you will move. You'll sit the hell out of it. Because I feel that you've got a vision. You've got a vision of what you'd like to do. And you're going to take the reins and do it. You've got ideas. You've even got ideas now. And it'll be like a breath of fresh air when you do. But there is a sense of loss around it as well. And that'll be you feeling that as to what you're leaving behind. But I feel you'll do it anyway. Right?
Mm.
It's also advising you to take advice and that you will have something to celebrate. I feel that you're going to a celebration and you're going to... There's love coming in. If it's not already around you, there's love coming in. And, sorry, then you're going to have to make a choice. But the choice, I feel, is more to do with the move than the love. Because I feel that the move will bring about a whole change of circumstance for you whereby it will bring love in as well. A new chapter, definitely. A new chapter coming up for you. And it's not too far in the future. It feels about 6 months away. But there's a little bit of topsy-turvy before that. So can you understand all that?
Yeah, do you think I'll be moving in 6 months, you said?
I said I feel that all this is going to happen around about 6 months, but there's... the argy-bargy will go on in between, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I get the feeling you'll just throw the towel in. Say, enough,
okay.
Please, enough.
Yeah.
Is that okay, Molly?
Huh?
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's great. I just, I find myself feeling just very annoyed lately.
Yeah.
And I'm not normally like that, but it seems like when I'm annoyed, that's when people try to get on my nerve. They're actually making an effort to irritate me more.
Yeah.
Is that crazy to say that?
I picked up your temper and straight away, and yet you didn't, you know, you came on so calm, and I thought, she's mad about something. Yeah.
But I just try to keep to myself because I know I'm kind of irritable. And it seems like people want to talk and interact with me more than ever. Like, the more I try to get away from people, the more they're like, hey, how's it going? I'm just like, can you leave me alone?
Yeah.
You know, I want to wear a shirt that says, just leave me alone. You know, I just feel like, do you feel like that's going to pass for me? Or are people just going to keep going with this?
It will pass, but I told you, you'll say, that's it. I've had enough. I'm off. Because something will just tip you over the side.
I know. I don't want to go crazy on people, but they're kidding.
Oh, you won't go crazy. No, you won't go crazy. You'll just.
I'm a very calm person, but I just feel like agitated, and I'm like, and I think people sense it, and they want to annoy me. I really feel that way.
You do it all the more, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel you'll just move. You want some peace, and it'll be a good move for you. It will bring about changes, and
do
it
you
will
think
bring
that
room.
Do you think that I'll move within 3 months or 6 months or?
No, I feel that all this is going to happen around about the 6 month mark. But if you find somewhere, you probably will. But times are very, very difficult to pin down.
Yes,
more often than not, it happens, but sometimes it doesn't. It, you know, we are masters of our own destiny. We've got free will. So you could
yeah.
say, all right, I'm going to move next week, and you might go, you know. Whereas I've predicted, I feel that all this will take place around 6 months. You could change that by getting somewhere and moving next week. So it's very difficult. But as things go, as my reading and my predictions go, I will go for around about 6 months. If it happens before, okay, but that's down to you and whoever else is involved, you know.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay,
you're
thanks,
welcome.
Molly. Thanks for calling into the show.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Whew. It's very warm in the UK at the moment. Unfortunately, I think it might have actually stopped raining at the moment.
Don't know
very
why you're
muggy,
warm,
isn't it?
So it's not you that's doing any work.
Hey, I'm pressing buttons here, and I'm chatting to all those in
buttons.
Chat.
Oh.
Bless. But then I have got the show tomorrow night as well, and on Friday night, so it's all good. All
oh,
good.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all good for you.
Just a very quick hello to everybody in the chat room. Hope everybody is all okay. And yes, Max, you do need to find the phone. Psychic Max has just put, ha ha, Tanif, lazy Sue.
Yep.
I tell you what, it's getting a bit of bullying here tonight, isn't it? Come on, guys. You're supposed to be supporting me.
Hey, ask him where he went last night.
I tell you what, it's something to do with Paul Daniel's magic trick. 1 minute he's there, the next minute he's gone.
Oh, God, you're seeking me, you're seeking that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dear. No more said about that, in all fairness. Right, shall we go to the next caller?
Yeah, a question, please.
We'll see what we can do.
I love untangling questions.
Absolutely. Hi, is that Tony on the line?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, how are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Oh, gosh.
Good, good.
Okay.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Have you got a question for Tanif?
Actually, I do. Which you can tell me as far as my... finance or, you know, any change, please.
Finance, right. Finance, yeah. I like them ones. First one I've done tonight. What's going to happen? For Tony did say. Tony.
Yes.
Let's have a look. Oh, I've got some good news coming in for you, and victory. Whatever the situation is around your finances, I take it there is an issue with them, because I've got here, for the good news and victory over a situation, there's got to be a problem. And things have been weighing you down in that direction for a while, haven't they?
Yes.
And it looks as if you've had to really, really economise. Are you on your own, Tony?
Am I on my own?
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought you were. But it ain't easy. Right, I've got you. Do you work with your hands? Do you do something with your hands? A hobby or work or whatever?
No, just clean house.
No, it's not that. It must be someone I've got somebody here working with the hands and a new start, a new beginning. So, right, it's somebody around you. It's somebody you know, either a friend or a partner. You know, like a relationship type, boyfriend type thing. But there's somebody sorry?
I just started talking to a gentleman maybe about a week or two, but
That's who I'm getting. Yeah, that's who I'm getting, because this guy does something with his hands. And there's a new beginning, a new start. So it's either just started a new job or is about to start a new job, because he's been at a crossroads and he's now turned a corner. Where there have been restrictions, the restrictions have lifted. So that is who they're talking about. There's also, he's very, very cautious with money. He's not ungenerous, but he's very wily where money's concerned, because he's been taken for a fool in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So he's careful. And that card always makes me laugh, because it's a fellow with his coins and he's grasping them, like holding them to his chest. Now, he's been a bit timid in moving forward, but I've got the wish card around you regarding this. So it's looking good. So if you like him, go for it, because it looks really good. And regards the question about money, I do see things picking up for you, because there's something that looks like a windfall. There's also good news and victory over a situation, financial. And it could come from any direction. It could be even a win. I'm not saying you're going to win millions, I don't mean that. But there's some sort of nice money there. And definitely, because the Ace of Coins next to it backs that up. So, yes, things are going to change, and so is your love life. I've got two coins and the Ace of Cups. You are going to have a committed relationship, definitely.
With this, I see it. It's going good, but it's kind of scary. I've got to get in a relationship.
Sorry, can you say that again? I can't hear.
It's scary, you know, being in a relationship again is having to start something. So I'm taking it slow.
That's why I'm getting the caution and things like that, the feeling of caution, as if you won't let yourself go, but I want you to, because these cards are looking good. I also feel that there's...
Do you see like family with this or anything like that? I know he has no children and I have a child. Do you see anything like that?
I was going to say, who is it? I didn't feel it was him. Who is it that's got a child? Is that you?
That is what I'm saying. I have a child.
You have a child, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I do see contentment around you and this gentleman. So try and go with the flow. Don't hold yourself back, because this is looking good.
Okay, I hope that does go well. But my main concern right now is going to be focusing on my finance and hoping to get myself together.
Well, you've just got to sit tight and go with the flow, because there is changes coming around your life. And to do with your finance, and to do with your love life. So, I can't say any better than that. It's looking good.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I got awesome reading.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And look out for the
windfall. Thanks very much, Tony, for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right, well, we're going to have... We've got, I'm just trying to work out time because I don't like to keep people holding onto the line. So we've got Monica, we've got Lisa, and then we've got Kim, and we've got time for tonight on the show. So anybody else who's calling in, I'm afraid there won't be time for you tonight, but please call in another night. We will be having more readings on different shows, so please call in again and keep up to date with the Ask Sue shows by going on Facebook, which is a group called Ask Sue Show, and you can join us there. And also you can go to the Ask Sue website as well, and we'll put the link on chat in just a moment. Are you okay there, Tanith?
Yeah, if you've got four, we can only do 5 minutes each.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, we've got Monica.
It's going to have to be a quick question.
No, we've got three.
Oh,
so we've got Monica, Lisa, and Kim. Okay, so probably, yeah, but if we say 5 minutes each, because then we've got the ending bit as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the clock. It's 22 now.
Yeah. So, right, we'll go on to Monica. Hi, Monica. How are you doing?
Hey. Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Monica.
It's quite all right. Have you got a question, or would you like a general reading with Tanith?
A question. I just want to a question about my love life. That's all I want to know.
Okay.
Can you repeat that, so I couldn't hear what you said?
Sorry, Monica, do you want to go a bit closer to the phone and then just speak a bit so Tanith can hear you?
Okay. What I was saying, I just have a question about my love life.
Right. What do you want to know?
About my love life. Hello?
I know, but what's your question?
Anything, just general. Anything. Whatever you pick up.
No way, I'm lost.
Okay.
What
will
is
I have
it you want
do I have
know?
Anybody else new coming into my life?
All right. You want him to know
okay.
if somebody's coming
yeah.
into your life. Right.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I should have mentioned
I thought you
I
wanted to know a question about your love life.
I'm sorry.
God. Right. Is somebody coming into Monica, Monica's life, love-wise? You've been on your own a while, Monica.
You say what?
Been on your own a while.
Yeah.
Right, and I'll tell you why you've been on your own a while. Because you were badly hurt. Oh, boy. Somehow. I am not sure here which way you were hurt, but I've got to ask this question. May not have been this person, but I've got to ask. Have you lost somebody recently, last few
mm-hmm.
years, that sort of devastated you?
Yes.
Right. That has come straight up, and you've been on your own through choice, because
mm-hmm.
it isn't that you didn't have the opportunity, because you did. And I've also got a guy, and were you married, Monica?
Yes.
Right. Got the son. And I've got a relationship.
Mm.
I've also got a choice for you to make. It does look as if a previous lover, whatever, is going to make contact.
Okay.
May not be the contact you want. He may only be after one thing, looking at the card next to it. He lives at a distance. Do you know who that is?
It's probably this guy that I've talked to. It's just like a friends with benefits type thing, and he's so wishy-washy.
Friend with benefits, yeah. That's exactly what I was getting at.
Yeah, so wishy-washy.
Yeah. So it's up to you, but I've got the star. Wow. This is something else. I've got the star, I've got the unexpected, I've got the wheel. And you are going to have a really hard time of things trusting again. And I don't want you to be like that if you can possibly help it, because you've got something really good coming in for you. I've got like I said, start with the thing, have faith. Have faith in what I'm saying and have faith in spirit, in the universe, what they're going to bring in. Because I've got expect the unexpected. So somebody is going to come into your life like that. I've got big changes coming around you. Big changes. And I've also got the Chariot, which is victory. But it's also the card of difficulties. You might give yourself a hard time. You might make the difficulties where there are none. Are you with me?
I can understand, yes.
And because this guy is going to be quite charming, you're going to think, oh, yeah, he's a right charmer. Oh, no, I'm not going there. Oof. You know, and I don't want you to feel like that because okay. I've got the opposite vibes of what you will pick him up to be like. And he's very charming, yeah, but he's also genuine because I've got the card that speaks of a very down-to-earth man.
Okay.
And genuine. He's also very, when I say down-to-earth, he's either earth or air sign.
Okay.
Earth or air. That's Gemini, Libra, or Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo. So it's one of those signs, but it's genuine. And he will get
okay.
the world of you. And not only that, which is better still, I've got the Emperor, the Pope, and the Pope and the Empress. Now that feels to me like a committed relationship. Normally it's the Emperor and the Empress, but this time it still feels like committed. It's you that would put you.
Okay.
I've got the Moon, and that looks as if you sort of let your imagination run riot, and as if you'll think, oh no, I'm not sure, and I'm not sure whether to go there or not. I'm not sure whether I can trust again. The trust issue is just going to be with you, because you have got a good guy coming in.
Okay.
I don't want you to believe in that.
I got you. I believe it.
And I want you to believe in it when it happens as well, because it will take you off your feet, this. And the other guy is going to come in for his benefits, but tell him to get on his bike.
Okay. Yeah, because I've been tracking so many crazy men lately. That's why I'm like that.
You don't want to jack the lad in your life.
Yeah.
Too many in this world.
Okay.
Okay, then, Monica.
Thank you all so much. Have a good day.
Okay, thanks very much for calling in the show.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Now we've got Lisa on the line. Hi, Lisa. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Lisa.
It's quite all right. It's nice to have new people on the show, so welcome to the show.
Oh, it's very nice to be here.
Have you got a question for Tanif or just a general But I must just say it's going to have to be literally about 5 minutes because we're going to be running out of time.
I'm so tempted to take the general reading.
If you've got a question, ask me, because you get more anyway. But a general reading
I'm sorry, ma'am. I sent a kind of like a resume online to a big old company.
Right.
It's a huge company, and I'm a writer, and I wonder if you see them contacting me back to work for them.
Right. That's an easy one. Well, what was your name again? Sorry.
I'm sorry?
What was your name again?
Oh, Lisa.
Lisa. Right, well, Lisa, be successful with her writings, the gentleman. Oh, well, they're quite taken with it, put it that way.
It looks good?
Yeah, it does. You've sent these overseas somewhere, haven't you?
Well, you know, I just went on my internet on my blog, and I saw some stuff there from overseas. You know, you can track who's looking at your blog, and I saw something from overseas looking at my blog. So I thought that was rather interesting.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up. But also, you have had a problem in the past. Something went not quite right. So this, what you're doing, does look positive. and there is a choice. You're going to have a choice. So I feel that you're right in what you saw, somebody looking at it that has got an overseas connection, because that's what I picked up straight away. And you're going to have a choice to make. So it does look, yeah, it does look good.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely. It's looking very positive, and it'll be your choice at the end of the day, and expect the unexpected. One is a go-getter. One of these guys knows what he wants, and he's a go-getter, and he will bring about the big changes for you. And this guy is a leader. He is definitely a fire sign, and he knows what he wants, and he goes and gets it. So that, I feel, is the way you'll go when you make the choice. So,
oh my.
Looking good. Hard work and victory, and you are going to get communication from them. And you're going to get communication from the other guy as well. And he's a down-to-earth earth sign.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that okay then, Lisa?
That's tremendous. That is tremendous. You have a website, yes? I need to make sure I write that down so I can call you when this happens.
please do.
By all means, you can add us on Facebook as well, Lisa.
I'll hire you to read for me, to help me in my choices.
Oh.
Well, Lisa, we can organize a full reading with Tanif after the show, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is that okay?
Are you on the chat at the moment, Lisa?
No. Sometimes I can't get in there.
Okay. If you want to join me on Facebook, are you on Facebook?
I'll pull it up. I'll go on.
Lisa,
yeah, if you just type in Ask Sue Davies, D-A-V-I-E-S, and you'll find me on, okay, or just type in Ask Sue, you'll find me.
Thank you.
And Lisa,
okay then, Lisa, thanks very much for calling into the show.
Can I keep listening?
Yes,
yeah,
of course you can. You can stay on the line and keep listening, that's fine.
Lisa, hang on a minute. I feel you won't have to ask which way to go. I feel that you'll go the way of the connection who's been looking at it from overseas.
Wow.
He's not the kind of guy to let anything get away if he's after something.
Wow. Oh, my God, you're giving me chills. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Lisa, unfortunately, we've got to go into the next caller, I'm sorry. But by all means, call in another time, that's fine. Or we'll join up with you with Tanif after the show, okay?
Okay, and I'll keep listening. Thank you.
Okay, then, Lisa, thanks for calling into the show.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Right, and now we've got Kim on the line. Hi, Kim, how are you doing?
Hello.
Hi, Kim.
I was just wondering if I could have just a little reading.
Yeah. Gosh, Kim. What is it? Is there anything specific you want to know?
Well, anything really. I don't mind, like, on careers or my love life or something.
Right, let's see what the guides have to say. They'll tell me. Right. I've got around you an ending. Now, you'll know whether I'm talking about love letters. It's not career. It's more around a relationship that's gone. Ended.
Okay.
And I'm also getting the reason for it. Secrets and deception. I don't feel that you were treated fairly. Can you understand that?
Okay, yeah, I sort of understand that.
And you were very patient, I would say. You put up with quite a lot, looking at you.
Thanks.
And it was made out that it was all on the straight and narrow, not doing anything wrong, being the Mr. Nice Guy. But all the time, there was secrets.
Oh, okay.
And you just had a gut feeling, didn't you?
Yes, sort of.
And he regrets now a lot. He realises what fool he was, he realises what he lost. And
yeah, in a certain aspect.
If I'm not mistaken, he was a fire sign. He certainly had a lot of fire in his chart. Do you know what star sign he was?
What was that?
Do you know what star sign he was?
No.
Hey? What did you say?
No, I don't think so.
You don't know what star sign he was? What birthday it was?
No.
And I'm picking up there was certainly a lot of fire. If he wasn't fire, he was certainly a lot of fire in his chart. And there was changes, lots of changes.
Okay.
Say that you had a blinking difficult time, and yet he did think a lot about you, even though he didn't act that way. Now, he's coming back in. I knew for them to be concentrating on this guy, he had to be coming back in.
Okay.
And yeah, does he live away at a distance from you? Does he live away from where you are?
A bit of a distance, did you say?
Does he live a distance away from you?
Okay.
Does he live at a distance?
Who, my ex?
Yeah.
He lives not that far away, but far enough.
Well, far enough, yeah. A distance, yeah. Well, expect to hear from him. And he won't be just coming for coffee. To put it
okay.
Blunt. I also feel that there may still be somebody else around him at the point that he makes contact with you, or else it'll have just finished. But
okay.
I've also got another guy coming round. I don't feel
okay.
I'll go anywhere. I don't
okay.
feel that the guy who's coming, the new guy is coming in for you. I don't feel that it'll go anywhere because I don't feel it's what you want. And I feel
okay.
that your heart is still with the other man.
Okay.
So, you've got a choice to make.
Thanks.
So does that help?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay. All right, thanks for that, Tanith.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that just for everybody listening, was my eldest daughter who's at the moment trying to have decisions around her love life, around her career, and at 16-year-old, it's a difficult time, isn't it?
Was that your daughter?
It was, my eldest.
Was there?
It was.
She sounded quite as if she was still a bit, you know, down and...
She's
she
just not sure.
Difficult.
She's in that bit at the moment where she's not sure about everything. Do you know what I mean? 16 is a hard place to be. You know, you don't know if you want to go to college or get a job and everything else. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, sorry, I've got to very quickly move on. One question and then we've got Joss. Psychic
there
Max.
There won't be time because it's 57
No, we just need
now.
To ask, do you know where Psychic Max has lost his phone?
Oh, are you asking me that?
Yes.
All right. I thought you were talking to the viewers. The callers?
No.
It's right.
Literally, he's asked me to ask you if you can pick up where he's lost his phone.
Under the table. In the bin.
I don't say that. Kimberly just said it's in the bin.
Did he change last night? Did he change his clothing at any point last night?
He was last seen in the car.
Well, but I'm getting a trouser pocket, you see. That's why I'm asking. Did he change his clothing at some point? Put something else on, get changed, get a shower, get changed, and left. It's as if he's left it in a garment of some sort. But I'm seeing a trouser pocket. So whether or not
he
stuffed it in there and it's dropped out, I don't know. But that was what I saw, a trouser pocket.
Right, okay. Right, we've got to, unfortunately, cut it short because we're now down to seconds. So hopefully Max will be able to talk to you after the show and we'll maybe give you a bit more information on that. As just said, it is the house phone, so who knows, Tanis?
Is it one of these that you can walk around with?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, because that's what I was seeing.
I've got to cut everything short. We've got to say goodbye. Thank you very much, Tanis, for joining us on the show. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
Okay, thank you very much, and I'll speak to you next week, if not before.
I thought you were ringing me.
I will, but I mean on the show-wise, okay?
Oh, on the show, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then catch up with you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye, bye. Right, very quickly, with 30 seconds left, just to let you know, thank you very much for everybody who's joined me in the chat room. Thank you to all of my listeners. Thank you to Tanis for doing all the show. I hope that everybody's okay and enjoyed it on the chat. Please give me some emails on asksueuk@gmail.com and go to my website, which I will put onto the chat after the show. Thank you very much for joining me. And I would like to say a very good night to every single one of you and hope to catch up with you soon. Okay, good night and thank you very much.